then when we come to the book of Judges, God God allowed them to abide in their tribe. Every tribe by itself. Every church by itself. They was autonomous. They look after their own affairs till God raised up a judge. And it's for them. Every tribe must recognize that this judge is raised up of God. Like, if it's Jephthah, if it's Gideon, if it's Samson, they have to recognize it. That it is not meant for one tribe, but it was meant for all 12 tribes. Right? It's not meant for one person. It's meant for 12 times 7, 127 provinces. So, yeah, transnational and transgender, trans-tribal implications and significance. Yeah. So this is, God is teaching them this thing. But unfortunately, this was a problem at the time. They cannot see it. So this is why God punished many of the tribes during the time of Judges. God, in His wisdom and in His knowledge, has put you where He wanted to. Even though you say it's cast by law, God has put you there. You should be content, happy. Ask yourself, why God put me? Why am I here? What is God's reason for me? You should not ask, why God made me a Mongolian? Why God made me a Han? Because He wants you to hunt for souls. So I feel that God is trying to say that especially when God is trying to say that every tribe, you stay where you are, mind your own business, and unless God come and call you, and say, lead my people, and then you must lead on. Otherwise, God said in ordinary time, God is their ruler. Everyone mind their own business. But when one tribe need help, all the other tribes will come and help and see whether they need help. Especially the neighboring tribe. So you see the wisdom of God, the way of God in ruling and giving self-governance and peace to all lands. This demarcation is not made by men, it's not made by political men, but if it happens, we just submit to it, we just live peacefully. Moses was special. There was not a leader like that until the Old Testament expired. Joshua was something like Moses, but he did not have the same power as Moses. The judges who came in, all right. Here and there.
Not all the time.
Only when there was a necessity, God raised them up. Right? The only exception is Abimelech. God did not call him. As far as God's concerned, he's a bramble. So God brought evil spirit within him and the Shechemites, and they fought each other until all of them perished. So likewise, I said, we got to be very careful. Because later on, the Jews did not appreciate the rule of Samuel, the rule of the judges. And also, God has given you the doctrines that I've given. Don't use it to make merchandise for your comfort and for your power. The show of your talent. You have nothing. It's through the grace of God. It's I who labored. It's through the grace of God that you receive it. And many of you can't even think properly, think originally. And you're not philosophical in thinking, most of you are shallow.